so hard. Now everything is easy 'cause of you.
On a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning to you all, this is exactly why we switched our hours to bring our expert in earlier, because it does. At the end of the broadcast, they've heard through everything, and then, well, I got to get my question, and the phones line up, and we can't rush through them all, so we will get to a couple calls on air. But real quick, a texter was asking about a product called STO. Are you familiar with that?
Yes. STO is a company called Stowe Corporation, or Stowe Corp. They are, in our industry, they are a stucco and EIFS, which is, I pronounce it wrong, but it's an acronym for EIFS, which stands for Exterior Insulation and Finish Systems, which are basically commercial applications for hotels, motels, high-rises because of the lightweight property of the product from wall to completion. And Stowe is a big manufacturer of that, and they're based, like I was telling you earlier, they're out of Germany, and they're based in Atlanta here in the United States. They're very large. If you've ever been to the Bellagio, every bit of the exterior of that thing and most of the interior is a Stowe product.
Now, you said it's primarily used commercially for the lightweight properties. Could you use it in residential?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's getting more and more acceptable. Again, the synthetics were designed as commercial after World War II, a big history to it, but to rebuild Europe. And that's why we have a lot of European-based companies that produce here in this country. But, yeah, you can apply it to anything. We've applied it to mobile homes. We've gone over metal siding. When you do a metal siding, you have to mechanically fasten it as well as adhesively so that you
double bond.
Double bond it, because that does have a tendency to move a little bit more than wood.
And you had mentioned a new application where you're doing some outsolation. And in the past, one of the things we would tell people that call and say, I live next to this noisy street, what can I do? We tell them, you know, get an indoor water feature and plug it in so you hear running water instead of the running road and cars coming up and down. But you mentioned something that you've done, and indirectly, the homeowner came out and said, I can't hear the street anymore.
Yeah, it's one of those exterior insulation systems, and it's there are different thicknesses available, and of course you can do a lot of detail work with them. If anybody's ever driven by that Odyssey thing where the Dolphins were over on 101. All of that looks like cattails and reeds and everything, that's all cut and done with an EIFS application. That is not a concrete poured in place form. And the people that did that are incredible artisans. Incredible. That's very difficult to do. Anyway, we can apply that. The R value is much higher. It's similar to if you think of a freezer that you have insulation all the way around the freezer. It's the same thing. You have to, like most insulation, if it's not a complete closed system, it's not nearly as efficient. So if you put this on the outside as a complete insulation system, it will help your home. I can't quantify any savings or any of that thing, but I will tell you that it's much quieter and it's much more comfortable, especially if in your hot room on the west side or the southwest corner or whatever.
And could you do this if somebody is just trying to get, let's say, two corners of a master bedroom done?
Mm-hmm.
You could do that to just that side, so at least you're sleeping in a quieter condition.
Right. It should deflect some noise. Whether it's completely encapsulated or not.
Very cool. Well, let's see if we can get one more call on the line. Is it Ryan?
Roy Ann?
Roy Ann, good morning. Welcome to the broadcast.
Hi, good morning. I have a question regarding the stucco. We have a house in Buckeye that is stucco, and we had it painted. A beautiful job by Arizona Paint, but it looks great. In New Mexico, we have a home, and it's stucco, and they do not recommend paint. Can you tell me why? And what they tell you is it's a colored stucco, but they say that it won't breathe as well.
I will be honest with you. I have no idea why they would tell you that you shouldn't paint it, because when it's time to paint, the acrylics and the strength of the property, even in the integral colored finishes, is broken down and porous. And, you know, using flat elastomeric product on an exterior vertical wall in all of our opinions here is the devil. And it's great for horizontal surfaces and roofs and horizontal slopes, big buttresses and things, and it keeps water from entering in there and kicks it to the outside, but only those locations. I'm not sure why someone in New Mexico would tell you not to paint this product. It's very paintable. And we mentioned Stowe Corporation earlier. They manufacture their own painting products. You don't have to use them. You can use any of the other products that are available.
A texter said New Mexico's just lazy.
That could be the case. I don't know.
And it may have been a product qualifying situation. You had said elastomeric. We would never coat the entire exterior of a home with elastomeric.
Right.
You can use it for patching. If you're painting, you would use an acrylic-based paint
Correct.
For that.
Correct. 100% acrylic's the best way to go.
Doug Diedrich at Stucco Renovations. You can find him in the stucco category at rosieonthehouse.com, or I'm going to throw you a curveball. Do you know your phone number?
The office number is 602-454-9635.